Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, 7th of July, and cloudy morning here in Oroville on 30 degrees Celsius. Air has cooled down a little bit after last night's storm, and today we can expect clouds and sunny spells with a thunderstorm in spot this afternoon, and over the night partly cloudy. Temperatures from low of 27 to high of 35, with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Expected precipitation would be on 40%, winds from southwest at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 21 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated to 9%. At Oroville Bamboo Center, we spoke with Suraj, who shares with us the purpose of special course in bamboo building and self-awareness camp, starting on 11th of July and going on for 3 weeks. We are in Oroville Bamboo Center with Suraj, who is a resident architect and a volunteer here. And he's going to share with us some updates on the self-awareness camp, which is coming up, the workshop course. So what is that and when it's going to start?
It's not only about the self-awareness camp. It's also the title which we gave is Bamboo Building and Self-Awareness Camp in Oroville. We're going to start it on 11th of July. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's a summer camp where we want all the students to come and learn about sustainability. In that way, our part is to also build a building completely out of bamboo with the students, of course. It's not only about just building the bamboo, building with bamboo, but also there's other seminars which will happen in the camp. We have other mentors, other faculties from different places who will give other...
In Oroville, right?
In Oroville, they are newcomers at the moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know completely about it. But my part in this is to make a structure from bamboo. And this is something which we have not done before in Bamboo Center. It will be a bamboo dome using all the basic techniques and also something which Bamboo Center has not done before. Mm. And it's divided in 3 weeks, so we will have like 11 sessions of building the bamboo, and the other sessions are divided in the other seminars which will happen.
Who's the seminar for? It's only for the architect students or is for other people?
We generally don't focus only on architecture students. We want everybody to know about the bamboo and also to spread the awareness about the sustainability. See, bamboo as a material is very, a sustainable material because if you compare it with wood, bamboo just takes like 2 to 3 years to reach maturity. And the wood, for example, a teak tree will take like around 30 years, and then the quantity you can compare it with as well. And bamboo is coming as a future material because it's competing with all the other materials which we have in today's time. If you compare it with steel, you can see that bamboo has more tensile strength than steel. Steel has like around 23,000 per square inch. Mm. And bamboo, there was an experiment and it was found out that bamboo can take more, around 28,000 per square inch, the tensility strength. And also bamboo is very versatile. I mean, you can use bamboo, you can make anything, almost anything out of bamboo, from jewelry to soap to toys, musical instruments.
You can even eat it.
You can even eat it. And yeah, we try to do as much as possible with the bamboo which we have here. You see, the bamboo which we get over here is not of, I would say, very finest quality compared to the bamboos which you get in other regions, places like Thailand and Bali and all these places. You have really straight bamboo. So bamboo being not straight has a very great limitation. So we have to work accordingly in that way as well. And yeah, so I personally feel that one should know more about bamboo. If you see, if I compare to two materials, like there is RCC, there is cement, which was introduced like 100 years ago, and it's been 100 years, people know. So that's why there are standardization in cement and RCC. So people know there are codes of conduct, how to use it and how to not. With bamboo, there is no such thing available at the moment. There is still a lot of development, a lot of research is happening. And
but it's also a material which was widely used and really well used in Asia, no?
Yes, it is very widely used in Asia, and especially in tropical regions, it's a really good material to use it, if you know how to use it. I think people will learn a lot, and that's what our message is. We want to send this message to people that please try to use bamboo in your daily life, and it will benefit everybody. You will all benefit from it, and bamboo will benefit from you.
Let's go back to the workshop or seminar.
Yes, it is a full week seminar. We have divided the weeks in such a way that people don't get exhausted. Like the building with bamboo will be quite exhaustive sessions, so we have divided. In general workshops, we have 4 days and 3 days, so people get a little bit tired on the fourth day. On the third day, they start getting tired. So we divide it in 2 days. Like 2 days, they will be having this, they will be working on the practicals, and the third day, they will be having a break. Either they can go visit Matri Mandir, or we take them to excursion visits. And I don't think if an excursion visit is there, but there are other seminar classes which has like 5 to 6 sessions of self-awareness, which is a part of it. So we have divided accordingly. So I think we are quite hopeful and quite positive about this camp coming. And yeah.
Sounds great. Suraj, thank you for today.
Thank you so much.
And here are the 3 active members of YouthLink, Kavita, Madhu and Anand, inviting us to participate in International Youth Day, which will take place at Unity Pavilion on Friday 12 and Saturday 13 of August.
International Youth Day will be the second time we celebrate in August 2016. This will take place over the 12th Friday and 13th Saturday, and schedules with more information will be shared with the community in the coming weeks.
I think you're still inviting people to participate, the youth to participate, yeah? Madhu, can you?
Yeah, we will have a art exhibition for our old youth, and we have the presentation for our old youth who have the projects and etc. And also we have the stall outside for the food stall, and we this year theme or like I think shelter.
This year's
United Nations
theme. We've looked at what the United Nations uses, and it's in aspiration of 2030 to look at poverty eradication through sustainable consumption and sustainable production. When we looked at this theme in our YouthLink group, we tried to Orwellize it in some way, to bring Orwell words and meaning into how we will work with this. And we felt that in order to be able to produce sustainably and also consume sustainably, that we need to learn how to give and take. And when we looked at our qualities of our community, we saw that perhaps we should encourage people to highlight or work on being more generous, for one, and being more grateful for what we already have. So generosity and gratitude is what we are theming this year's International Youth Day.
Yeah. And we're doing for International Youth Day, like, for the theme, our theme, like, we are taking, like, sustainable materials, like, kind of plants, and something, like, using for sustainable material. So we're collecting from our Orwell unit. So we just put in the table there in Unity Pavilion on International Youth Day. So anyone come from to come in the International Youth Day, so that give something, or if they don't have something for children, they don't have something, so they will put papers and sketch pen, something, then they will draw something, they will draw and everything, then they put there, then they take plants or something, the sharing.
For the end, you would like to invite us?
Yeah, I would like to invite everyone in Orwell who would like to come for the International Youth Day, and for registration and for more information, contact like youth@orwell.org.in. If you would like to support our youth link, so our account number 251048.
Okay. And everyone is welcome, right?
Yeah, everyone is welcome. Yeah.
Come and enjoy the event.
Not only youth, 18 to 35.
on Saturday, 9th of July at 3 p.m. at Town Hall, first floor, next to our security table or in Orville Council office. We are invited to a fresh fruit potluck and an open meeting all for all, sharing thoughts to discuss how to organize large group meetings to effectively empower and develop individual ideas. And later on, still on Saturday, 9th of July at 8 p.m. at the Visitor Center in International Zone, Creative Traveling School is offering us a concert. Saturday, it's gonna be a really busy day because also between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Sacred Grooves, they are having Build Free Festival, a one-day event how to build stuff with very little money and more fun. Open to all free spirits, artists, craftsmen, designers, architects, anybody with an open heart. And tomorrow at Unity Pavilion, the visiting professor Dr. Sedev Kumar from University of Human Unity, Being and Consciousness will share a lecture, the first in series on the nature and mystery of the consciousness with special reference to the Bhakti movement. Exceptionally tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Unity Pavilion, I remember and hence I become. Memory, Self and the Bhakti Movement. The following talks will be going on Saturday, July 16, July 23rd and July 30th. And from Santec comes a reminder that on Monday, 11th of July, allopathic doctor will be absent. Nurses will be available as usual and the therapists and doctors will resume their work as normal on Tuesday, 12th of July. Amongst announcements, we found also that one on from Orville Basketball Club, which is conducting a Puducherry state level and an open school basketball tournament from 6th to 10th of July at New Creation Sports Grounds. Matches are played at 6:30 to 8 a.m. in the morning and from 4 to 8:30 p.m. in the evenings. Otherwise, from the Certitude from Orville Basketball comes information that the coaching season for youngsters and Certitude are going on to resume as of the 11th of July. The minimum age requirement is 8 years and they will be meeting on Monday 11th at 4 p.m. All those who would like to participate so they can create the groups and assign different days for each group. They're asking you to come with appropriate clothing to run, with shoes, and you have to bring your own ball. Otherwise, tomorrow at Cinema Bharat News Auditorium at 7:30 they will screen Girafada, director Barani Masalha, and made in France, Germany, and Italy, and Palestine in 2013. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. Star Wars 5, and tomorrow Star Wars 6, directed by George Lucas, and of course this one is science fiction action adventure. At Ecofilm Club Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Don't Panic, The Truth About Population Others. At Cinema Partisan Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see All the Suns. It was made in France in 2011 and directed by Philippe Claudel. On Saturday, they will screen international biography drama Experimenter, made in USA in 2015 by writer and director Michael Almereda. On Sunday, within Children's Matinee, children's film Hayao Miyazaki season, another animation. And this one is titled Spirited Away and it was made in Japan in 2003. At Lasse Hallström Film Festival at CineClub at 8 p.m. they will screen The Cider House Rules, made in 1999. The mother wrote, "In peace and silence, you will more and more become conscious of the constant presence." Thank you for listening us and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.